Join us for Job Talks, bringing you news about great jobs and growing our regional economy. This is Miriam Raftery. I'm here today with Eric Lund, the new general manager of the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce. Eric brings some impressive qualifications to the job. He's the former president and CEO of the San Diego East Visitors Bureau, and he served as vice president of community relations for the San Diego Tourism Authority. He's also an adjunct faculty member at Grossmont and Southwestern College, teaching business and tourism courses. He's held high-level positions at tourism-related organizations, including Invader Cruises, H&M Landing, San Diego Railroad Museum, and San Diego Harbor Excursion. He's an avid sailor, and he's served as first mate of Windjammer Cruises and as a licensed Coast Guard captain before taking the helm at the East County Chamber. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Miriam.
Eric, what do you consider the Chamber's greatest strengths, and what areas are you hoping to change or improve?
Well, we have a terrific chamber representing San Diego East County. It's been around for over 100 years, and I think that's a strength. But the primary strength of a chamber is really in its membership. We have about 650 members currently, and really that's where the strength lies.
The chamber has had its share of some financial troubles recently, due largely to the economy and some declining membership. Recently, they let their last CEO go. What is your strategy for turning around the chamber finances and charting that course for growth that you've told us about?
Well, again, a strong chamber is really only as strong as its membership. So our first step and highest priority is to build our membership representation back up. But also we have a couple of other areas where, from a financial standpoint, we can be strong. Those two areas include marketing and providing marketing services to our members and the community. And the third being the events that the chamber puts on, which also helps to generate revenue.
Tell us about some of those events.
Well, we have a terrific slate of events each year, including First Friday breakfasts every month, where we have the business community, about 150, 200 businesses come in and enjoy breakfast and basically build relationships with each other. And we also have some educational content with great speakers. We also conduct monthly mixers, and then annually we have some great events like our Women in Leadership program.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's a great. And we just completed a health fair at Grossmont Shopping Center, which was terrific, and that was through the Grossmont Sharp Healthcare District. We also annually have a business fair, which this year we're planning on adding innovation and technology into that mix so that it's going to be quite interesting and we'll have some great educational content.
Very good. And you do a leadership training program also.
We do. Our leadership program goes throughout the entire year. We have a group of people who basically commit one day every month, the whole day, and they go out and actually understand and experience and are educated about different segments of our community, like the legal side or the business community and economics. And after they complete that whole journey, they actually graduate. We just completed our graduating class just last week.
Yes, and you've got an impressive roster of graduates from that, I might add. Given your background in tourism, Eric, do you envision tourism playing a greater role in East County's economy?
Yeah, tourism is obviously our second largest business market in San Diego County. Very important to the East region, of course. We have wide open spaces, a great rural destination. We're kind of San Diego's playground when you really think about it for local residents, but also for visitors who want to enjoy our foothills, our mountains, our desert even. Mm-hmm. And we have now beautiful wineries to visit, wonderful towns and quaint places, history, all kinds of great things to see.
So ecotourism and, as Supervisor Jacob has recently mentioned, agritourism are important components for the future here, you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a perfect fit for the East region. When you look at everything from La Mesa east to the county line and from the border north to Mount Palomar, we have a number of wonderful wineries throughout the region, and there's more adding to the list all the time. We also are the brewery capital of the world, just about. So we have new breweries popping up throughout the region. From an ag culture standpoint, we still have great ranches where you can do ranch tours. We have wonderful bed and breakfast. So we have many opportunities for people to really experience a rural atmosphere and environment.
Do you think that we need balance when it comes to the types of industries we encourage in East County? And is there a risk of destroying the values that tourists and residents value out here if there are too many, for example, large energy projects or development inside Cleveland National Forest, as some have recently proposed?
Yeah, it's critical that we always keep our eye on intelligent planning and that we're considering how we're impacting the rural areas as well as our urban cores. And when you really consider, you know, businesses that move into the area, at the same time, you don't want to restrict business and dampen it and make it difficult for a business to open and to operate in the region. We need to think more like Texas, but at the same time, have prudent planning in the mix so that we're being smart about it.
Looking into your crystal ball, what do you see in the future for East County's economy, and what do you believe are the best strategies for economic growth?
I think the future of East County is very bright. We have this wonderful concept called Aerotropolis, which is around Gillespie Field. It's something that we formed a tri-alliance, which includes the tourism industry, the economic development industry, and chambers. And basically what we're trying to do is improve our supply chains with small businesses, matching that up with government and with government contracts so that we're able to stimulate business and really create a much better business environment throughout the region.
And jobs.
And it's going to be centered around Gillespie Field, which is really wonderful because that's right here in our East County.
Very good. Now, the Chamber has some trips abroad planned for its members in the community as well. Can you tell our listeners what some of those excursions are that are coming up and also where people can get more information about Chamber activities?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can get information by going to eastcountychamber.org. And we've got information about all of our travel trips there. But we have wonderful trips. It's a great program. And we plan them out so that they're completely coordinated. All you do is show up with your suitcase and away you go. And you can get all the information about our travel trips there. Our next trip is really exciting. It's to Costa Rica. It's an educators tour. We have educators from the local region going to Costa Rica and meeting educators there as an example of some of the kinds of trips that we put together. But we also have trips to Ireland, to the South Pacific, to France and Paris, to also to New York City during the holidays.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Eric, thank you very much for joining us today on East County Magazine's Live.
Thank you for having me, Miriam. Enjoyed being here.